This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Cybercrime, cybersecurity, the cyber challenge for nation states. I welcome Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing at The Hill, about a program at the United Nations pending, not fixed, in which there are going to be important decisions made about cybercrime, cybersecurity, and also the concern that nation states now have about privacy for their citizens, as opposed to nation states that have concerns for controlling the flow of information in and out. Most notable, of course, is China and the Great Wall of China. But this present concern focuses on Russia. These concerns were before Ukraine crisis. So all of this language speaks to a time when Russia had not at some point identified itself as a bad actor. Ivana, a very good evening to you. The concern here is that there is underway at the United Nations language that will in some fashion provide security, cybersecurity for member states and for private individuals around the world. Russia sees this, and having opposed the original Budapest 2001 Convention on Cybercrime, it is now no longer opposing, it is shaping the language. How so? What does Russia mean, but when it says that it wants to protect information security and not cybersecurity? A very good day to you.
Thank you very much again for inviting me, and I'm so glad that you, at the very beginning you emphasized that this situation has not been fixed, so we still have time to fix it. So just to give an overview to your listeners of what's happening right now in the United Nations, so there is an ongoing debate on how to regulate cybercrime using international treaties. And I have no doubt that every nation in the world would benefit from such a treaty, but there is the problem that this particular treaty on cybercrime is led by Russia and supported by China. And the United Nations plan to complete this treaty within the next 1.5 years approximately, and they're right now conducting negotiations among member states. But to give you also some historical background on this thing, this is nothing new. This has been an ongoing situation in the United Nations for the past several years. And in 2019, Russia and the United States put two different resolutions before the United Nations General Assembly, and the United States lost its vote. So Russia won this UN resolution in part because the United States back then was trying to leave different institutions and was conducting isolationist policy in the international institutions. But I'll tell you why this matters. Even for all those people who are realists and who do not believe that the United Nations matter and they can actually alter the behavior of states, even they should be concerned about this treaty. Because if you read carefully the draft of this resolution has very little to do with cybercrime. This resolution is trying to actually legitimize authoritarian internet control and undermine digital human rights. And this is why I firmly believe that the United States should lead these efforts and to be a champion in this Sino-Russian cybersecurity coup at the United Nations and not to fall for the Kremlin's trick. So if you read really carefully this resolution, they plan to both China and Russia to use it to legitimize their authoritarian control over the internet. Because if you, for example, take a look, in 2019, Putin signed something that was called the Sovereign Internet Law that allowed Russia to restrict social media platforms in order to protect Russia digital sovereignty. They also want to opt for Russian homegrown internet such as Runet, very similar to what China is doing with the Golden Shield project that allows government to surveil its citizens on the internet, that censor their access to online content. We should not really subscribe to this authoritarian cyber regime. But I also want to tell you something that you may not actually hear from many people and find this in the news. But the Biden administration last year fell for Putin's tweet, and they and the United States joined a resolution on international information security. And this is where the problem is. That's another piece of the puzzle, because the way that Russia defines information security, it's very different how we perceive it here. Information security is a favorite Russian military buzzword, which in addition to technical aspects, what we actually call here cybersecurity, it also includes the information psychological part of Russian information operations. And that's the second part of the puzzle, that we should absolutely not fall for this trick. So the real question is, why does actually Russia really care about the United Nations? Some people may argue like Putin is just going to ignore the United Nations and international institutions. Who cares? That's not accurate. Actually, Russia cares about international institutions because that's an avenue to rally its allies to gain legitimacy for its own actions. So Putin does not want to destroy and abandon the United Nations. Putin wants to be inside and to change it and to alter it to the Kremlin's needs. So one thing that we absolutely need to do, we need to rally a like-minded nations to not to fall for this trick and to ride this treaty in a way that benefits our national security interests, but also more importantly, that is in alignment with our digital human rights values. And make no mistake, there is the third thing that I think we should actually also worry about, that this fall, the United States and Russia will compete to appoint the next security secretary general of the UN's International Telecommunication Union. And he or she actually will replace the Chinese official. The ITU has a real power to dictate information policy, and we must ensure that this particular institution actually protects open and free internet. So these are some of the questions and puzzles that I wanted to share with you today.
There's a letter signed by a great number of organizations, NGOs concerned with internet security. And there is this sentence, if you could quickly explain. There is a real risk, says this letter, that in an attempt to entice all states to sign a proposed UN cybercrime convention, bad human rights practices will be accommodated, resulting in a race to the bottom, meaning that this can be used to violate the privacy of individuals in other states and in your own state. Is that what they're worried about? We have about a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. So there are 130 civil society organizations and academics that signed this letter warning about this treaty, how it could undermine human rights of those people who live in authoritarian regimes. This particular cybersecurity in the way Russia and China want to regulate, they want to regulate after their own domestic policies. For example, this particular law that I mentioned that Putin signed in 2019, it allows Russia to impose fines on platforms that do not actually block some forbidden content, such as calls for suicide, child pornography, information on drug use. But this is all just a window dressing. It's usually, you know, used to ban and punish social media platforms that do not actually act in accordance to the Kremlin's wishes. We should not support something like that.
Quickly, 30 seconds. Would this treaty permit China and Russia to violate the privacy of American individuals or German individuals to cross borders and spy on people? Is that possible in this treaty? We have 30 seconds.
Look, this is an international treaty, and this is an international treaty that will apply its rules like a globally.
Ivana Stradner, warning right now that this happened before Ukraine crisis. There's reason to believe after the recent meeting of NATO that this treaty, that this letter and these matters will be considered again. But right now, the train has left the station. and the UN is moving towards cyber criminality on the internet that can be used against private citizens. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.